Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Handsome, chatting with friends on the handsome pod. Chatting with friends on the handsome pod.
Cheers.
Welcome to the Handsome Pod. I'm your host, Tig Notaro, and my co-hosts,
Mae Martin
and Fortune Feimster.
Yeah, keeping it handsome already. We are unbelievably handsome. The response has been thumbs up to handsomeness.
Mm-hmm. It's been so exciting. And now I'm suddenly like, oh, what have I said on these recordings that we've pre-taped? Like, because now I'm realizing people are actually going to listen. I think I've revealed a lot about my romantic life.
Well, that's why you're part of the show. Mm-hmm. We know you've got good stories to bring.
That's right. You already admitted to us in our second episode, we were making fun of you about your Wi-Fi not working.
Yeah.
And you were like, remember when I lied about my Wi-Fi? And we're like, we knew you were lying.
I think it was so obvious that I was like, my Wi-Fi's out. It'll be back at 10:30 a.m. probably.
And Tig goes,
not even probably. You said my Wi-Fi will be back up and working at 10:30. And I was like, that is not true.
Well, okay, and then now, but because people are listening to the podcast, then I had a meeting about a hosting thing. Not breaking the strike, guys. It was anyway. And so yeah. I was like, sorry, I'm running late for the meeting. And the woman who I've never met texted me, oh, is your Wi-Fi out? And I was like, no. I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, oh, I listen to the podcast.
That is amazing.
Yeah, they're on to me now.
That's hilarious.
Well, Tig just was so, your response was so funny. Tig wrote, I love that May's internet will be up at exactly 10:30.
No internet or cable person can ever confirm or promise anything like that. And yet you knew exactly when your internet would be back up and working again.
Yeah. So. I mean, and also people's Wi-Fi doesn't really go out, does it? Like these, yeah, no. It's not really a thing.
And sometimes, but in this instance, we knew you had a party.
Yeah.
But Tig and I were here to live vicariously through you and your fun adventures, so it's all good.
I have to tell you guys a very typical Tig story that happened also when I got back in town.
Okay.
That I feel like you might appreciate. Okay. So my friend had a game night. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, and she said, you know, my son will be there, who is Max and Finn's age, and they're pals. And she said, come over, bring the kids, and join us for game night. So I show up, bring Max and Finn. They run off, and I'm looking around at the party. She had said, you'll know people. And I thought, for sure, it's gonna be full of stand-ups or something, but it's
probably
kind of
like so many famous people around you.
Well, she and her husband are writers, directors, producers, and I just thought, oh, after I got to the party, I thought, well, this must be a bunch of writers and directors and producers. So I didn't know anybody, and I was talking to this couple, and then a small group of like three people walk up next to us, and everyone's attention turned to them, and And when I turned, this woman said, she goes, "Oh, you look familiar. I know you." And I said, "Oh, my name is Tig. I do stand up." And I said, "What is your name?" And she said her name. And then I said, "Lena?" And she said, "No, no, it's not Lena. Oh, no. It's Selena.
Oh, no. And, Selena Gomez?
And I was like, "Oh, okay. Nice to meet you." And then we're all talking and whatever. And this woman leans over and she said, "Yeah, that's, I don't know if you know, but that's Selena Gomez." Oh, and God. I was like,
she has like 400 million Instagram followers.
Right. As you guys know, I don't really follow pop culture. And so I just kind of, as I normally do.
Said, "What's your name?" She's like, "Oh."
Right. And the fact that I looked at her face and said, "Lena?"
Yeah. It's actually.
Lena.
Yeah. Well, that was close.
It's really impressive. Like, I think she actually does have the most Instagram followers in the world right now, right?
She does. Yeah.
That's.
Well, she missed me, but I was just shriveling with embarrassment where I was like, "Oh gosh, I'm not familiar. Yeah. I've heard her name, but I truly, if she's sitting next to me, I don't know who she
Maybe
is."
Maybe it was refreshing. She was like, "Oh, I can just be normal."
Yeah.
Well, what was also really amusing was, and I only spoke with her for a few minutes. And then at the end of the night when I was leaving with my kids, she was across the deck, like probably 50 feet away. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Goodbye, Tig." And I was like,
"Oh, bye, Lena."
Bye, Lena.
She's like, Suh.
Say, follow me. Suh.
Suh. Lena.
So that was my embarrassing out in public moment.
I really like that. It's relaxing that you live up to that reputation of, like, it's mm-hmm. legit. You genuinely.
Would you know who Selena Gomez?
Of course, absolutely.
Of course.
Okay.
1,000%.
Okay. I don't.
Hey, to each their own.
Well, I just wondered if, because she's a lot younger than me and Stephanie said she was Disney, that maybe it was like,
yeah,
somebody that maybe not everyone.
Well, she's in, I think,
know.
Is she in
the show on Hulu with Steve Martin?
Yes, Only Murders in the Building.
Uh-huh.
I have a story like that, but I don't know if I've told it before on the pod. I might have been.
Who cares?
Who cares? Well, yeah, Thomas can.
If it's good, let's hear it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, tell your handsome story.
Yeah, it's Thomas's yeah. job. It's his problem.
Thomas.
And I really, I don't come out of this story looking good in any way.
Even better.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. This is like a kind of bad. So Brett Goldstein, who's my friend from England, and he gets invited to like all the good parties. And he kindly brings me as his plus one. And I love a good... Mm. I love to see celebs. I love it. I'm not jaded at all. Like I get.
I do too. I just can't find them ever.
You're like, "I wish there were some here." You're at the Oscars. Yeah.
You're literally surrounded by them at all times. You just don't know it.
I'm just at a party with a bunch of production assistants.
Yeah. One of them's anyway. Called Meryl something. Yeah. So it was the Oscars after party, the Vanity Fair party. And I was so, we were mm-hmm. both really excited to get our little suits on.
Sure.
And we're heading in
looking pretty handsome
mm-hmm. and I'm yeah. so pumped, first of all, doing that like step and repeat where all the photographers take your picture and mm-hmm. I was and you stand on the thing and it's all new to me and Brett's on one side of me and then on the other side is Christina Aguilera and my inner like 13-year-old is losing my mind and then I realized that all the cameras are just, it's like I've parted the Red Sea, they're all just pointing at Brett and Christina Aguilera and none of them are pointing at me and I'm like, should I still pose? Like, do
that's hilarious. Like,
Brett, Christina,
you're putting your hand in your jacket.
I'm doing my handsome pose and
they're like, Brett, Christina, oh, Kit, can yeah, you move?
Yeah.
She's like, hey.
So
that's my impression
of me or Christina.
Christina.
So we go in and that was good. That's what separates Christina from Britney, is her
like, is the vibrato. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we go in and I had said to Brett, because he's so kind, he always gets stuck talking to people for age. He'll talk to everyone and I was like, if you get stuck, I'm going to be a really good wingman. I'll come over and rescue you. And because all these, I mean, everyone's like gorgeous at this party. And so I've had a few drinks And I look over and he's stuck talking. He's been for ages stuck talking to this like kind of nerdy little couple. And he's been there for so long. And
oh my God, was it Fortune and Jack?
It's this awkward little couple.
I mean, cheese.
Yeah, they're holding Biggie, your little white dog. And so I go over and I wasn't rude at all, but I was like, hi, nice to meet you. And then I kind of whisper to Brett, do you need saving? And he looked at me like I was evil. Like he looked at me like I was such an asshole. And I was like, what, you've been here for, you need saving? And he goes, May, that's Malala. And it was Malala and her husband, clearly the most interesting people at the party. And like, if anything, they needed saving from Brett, who had like cornered them to ask.
Oh no, Tig doesn't. You don't know who Malala is?
I don't know who Malala is. Who is Malala?
So Malala is world famous Nobel Peace Prize winner. Right? I think won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, I know Malala. Yes.
She's an activist. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Activist.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what I was expecting.
You were
expecting,
you were thinking Hollywood, like,
yeah,
actor.
I was thinking Hollywood. Yeah. I thought somebody else was a Malala. I know who Malala is.
Gotcha.
I felt like okay.
You're like, come on, Brett. Let's get on with it.
I was like, he's stuck with these awkward people. I better, I'm sure he wants to talk to parents.
What could this woman possibly have to say that's interesting?
Exactly. I felt like the most vapid.
She's like, I've traveled the world and talked to every world leader imaginable. Yeah.
I'm like, Brett, Paris Hilton's mom's over there. You got
Paris Hilton's mom. Who's Hunky Dory? Oh, man. That's not the level of the Malala is such a different level of person to talk to. I was at the Office Christmas Party premiere. This was years ago when it came out, and I had never met Jimmy Kimmel. And he's a comedian and funny. And he and his wife came up to me and were like saying, "Oh, talking about the movie being funny." And we were just finally meeting, and Jax is like, "Come on, we gotta go." Get a slide or whatever. And I'm like, give me a minute. Because Jax is, she's the same way. She does not know who any famous person is.
Oh, she wasn't familiar with Jimmy or Molly.
Because she's like you. She does not know who anyone is except for Madonna. That's it.
Just wandering around the world.
She's like, let's go. Just give me a minute.
Have you guys ever been mistaken for someone else? Like
Tom Cruise.
I posted a video of me and Brett online, and someone wrote underneath, "Is that Ellen and Simon Cowell?" Like, I think they
they were in left field.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of see it. It was
Ellen and Simon Cowell.
Yeah,
were they kidding?
I don't know. It was a grainy video, and I could really see where they were coming from.
Yeah,
I don't think I've been mistaken for anyone, but I've had a couple instances where someone came up to me and said, "I heard that one of you is famous," which is a very weird thing to say to someone. And they always look at Jax. And they go, what do you do? And she goes, it's this one.
I've had that before. I was at, of course, an Indigo Girls concert. And I was backstage, I think. And I was with the other writers from One Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And this woman came up to me, or she came up to the group, and she said, this is a terrible story. I can't remember how it unfolded, but basically she was facing the head writer, showrunner, thinking that was me, that she had heard that I was there. And then she was talking to Kate Robin, and Kate was like, "I'm not Tig Notaro, and like, how much of a fan could you possibly be if you're talking to the complete wrong person?"
She goes up to a water cooler. "I'm a huge fan. Yeah. I'm a huge fan."
Yeah,
that happens to her. "I'm your biggest fan. What is your name again?"
Yeah. Yes.
And you're like, okay.
Oh my gosh, I love you, Tidge. That's what somebody said to me once. They called me Tidge.
Tidge.
Don't tell me. Tidge. No, I'm gonna tell you.
That's a pretty good nickname for like when you were a kid in a little baseball hat, Tidge.
Yeah,
when you're in
a good name.
Pigtails.
When I do my animated show, it'll be a little Tidge.
Yeah.
I did something I've never done before. This last week, I went to Minnesota.
Oh, no way.
I've done that before, but I went rock hounding.
I've been there with you.
I know. We did a show in Minneapolis together.
Yeah.
I went rock hounding. Did you guys, are y'all familiar?
Rock hounding?
No.
Yeah. It's, I never heard of this before, but my friends are rock hounders. And it's when you go looking for rocks, certain types of rocks. The act of doing that is rock hounding. They get these rocks and then they have this machine at a later time where they, like, you know,
polish,
saw the rock and get down to the, you know, inside of the certain rocks. Is like a certain kind of thing. Like up there, they were looking for agates. I didn't know anything about it, but I had to Google, like, what are agates? What do they look like?
Agates.
And so, and are you going to tell us what agates are?
I mean, it's a type of rock. I don't. It, but, you know, I was picking up things going, like, I think, is this it? And she'd be like, no, it's granite. And I go, well,
isn't that good?
They make great counters. Yeah. I don't, like, what? But she's like, no. So it was really hard to find. But then once they, you, like, saw them down or whatever you call them, polish them, it's like a really cool
rock. I would really get into that.
It was very zen.
I actually pronounce it agat.
Agat.
As a callback to Ponties, but it didn't, right. It didn't go well.
Good callback.
No, I regret it. I would find that really relaxing, though, just walking along the beach.
It was so relaxing because it was up in the North Shore of Minnesota. Really beautiful. It was like we just had a 4 days of, like, with our friends where we were just, like, playing games at night and hanging out and listening to music and then going rock hounding during the day. It felt very, like, cool.
And is this a career or is this a hobby? Because I feel like,
I don't know,
other people just call it collecting rocks and then they have a rock collection.
Rock hounding is the thing, is the name, it's a term.
And do they have another job?
Oh no, my friends, well, I was with Natalie Maines. She was on tour and they had, like, a time off between shows. And so it's a hobby for them where she was like, just, you know, something to do that takes her mind off things.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, people who do it, I don't know. I'm assuming there's got to be people that do things like that for a living.
I feel like they're trying to make it sound a little more hardcore than it is.
You ain't nothing but a rock hounder. Hounded all the time.
I'm really into, like, rocks and crystals and stuff.
You might really like it. You should look it up. It's like a whole world. There's, like, Instagram posts, people and TikTokers who talk about it.
Yeah.
And show you what they're looking for. They show you, like, digging into the, because a lot of those beaches are just rocks. It's not like sand. Yeah. It's just all rocks. And you're just digging into these rocks.
I know people go with, like, metal detectors. People go, right? And that's a big hobby, just going down the beach. And
that's people trying to find change or bracelets.
Yeah. Or Viking gold, you know.
Bars of gold. Yeah.
Do they still make bars of gold?
Yeah. Are bars of gold just hanging out on beaches right now?
Yeah, I would assume.
Is there a Goonies ship somewhere?
Somewhere.
I do like seeing a old school situation with the metal detector.
Yeah.
On the beach.
It is funny when somebody walks by and they're like, nee, nee. Me, 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 and me, it me, oftentimes does look like somebody that needs a friend.
Yeah.
I have seen, I like it when I see couples. I have seen couples
That's
metal
nice.
Detect yeah. together.
Oh my gosh. Maybe Stephanie and I should get a metal detector and just, like, throw in the towel.
Just please,
and
please. Just
give up your whole lives and become.
Max and Finn can go surfing and y'all can be on the beach trying
looking
to find
for change, bars of gold.
Yeah.
We got 75 cents.
There's a. In Norfolk in England, there in I think like the 1200s, this ship sunk and it was a king's ship. I'm hazy on the details. I want to say it's, you know, William of Orange or something like that. And all this treasure sunk with him. And everyone's like, it's still there somewhere. And one of these days it's going to wash up and people still go and look for it. And maybe that we could have an outing.
Let's go to Norfolk.
Let's go to Norfolk.
Not Virginia.
No.
I'm game.
You're gay?
I got nothing going on.
Gay. Gay. You're gay? Gay. Tig says she's gay for it.
I'm gay for it.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, They overlook their own fine print in a major way.
On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined that somebody might try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet.
Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sometimes you just got to get back to the simplicity of things, right?
Oh, man.
Got to get back to, what is that? Luckenbach, Texas. You know that song? Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas. It talks about getting back to the basics of life. It's an old country song.
You'd really like this song. Let me tell you.
Two, three, and let's go to Luckenbach, Texas. Willie and Waylon and the boys.
Because, May, you went up into nature, right? Not that long ago.
Yeah, I went to the desert. But I think, like, if we abandoned capitalism and we really went back to basics, like trading, nature, I think I'd, I wouldn't thrive. I think I'm, like, I'm capitalism's wet dream. Like, I'm buying stuff on Amazon. I'm, like, I like
arcades, a coffee shop.
I like a coffee shop. I like a bright lights of the city, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to get back to, like, we're all, like, sharing provisions.
Yeah.
Out on the prairie. Like, I don't think I could last.
I know.
I would love to look up and see Fortune being like, are you going to share your provisions with me?
The word provisions has been commandeered by rich people now. Any store that's called Provisions, it's like a gourmet grocery store.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When Provisions back in the day was like, we need this to survive. And now rich people are like, do you have the goat cheese?
Yeah. In the old days, it was like,
it used to be, get off my canteen.
Yeah. Give me my smoked meat jerky that I'm going to chew for 6 months.
Sometimes on the plane, I watch those like Yellowstone or 1920, whatever era.
Everybody on the plane watches Yellowstone and the 1800s show. Every time I am on a flight, I look over and I see Tim McGraw.
Yep.
I see, what's his?
Kevin Costner or Harrison Ford.
Yeah, all of these people. And then Faith Hill.
Yeah.
They're all,
you get
when
hooked.
Did airplanes become West? Everybody on the plane is watching Westerns. It is the craziest thing.
Well, they put, I think the reason is because those are all on, I want to say Paramount Plus or one of those services, which, you know, you have your staples of streaming services and then there's the additional ones, right? You're already paying this much. You're not necessarily going to also get this one. And on the planes, a lot of times they have like the whole season. So people are like, okay, I'm going to get it while the getting's good. I ain't paying that $10 for Paramount Plus.
I didn't know what was happening at first. And it was like the first couple of times I was like, oh, that's so interesting. I just, on the last flight, somebody was watching Tim McGraw.
People love a Western right now.
I love a Western. Look, I'm on planes all the time and I'm never seeing people watching Westerns. And now it's like every person is watching
a
Western.
Well, it's all the same family. You know, do you know that?
What do you mean?
So it started
of
with
I don't know that.
On the plane? Every passenger on the plane that takes
on. No, not family of people watching it. The flagship show is called Yellowstone, right? Mm-hmm. That's the Kevin Costner one.
That's connected to Tim McGraw.
Yeah, they're
show?
All connected.
Oh,
so that's why people. This is like, it's like the Real Housewives, but of Westerns, but scripted.
I'm starting to feel like you work for Paramount Plus, Fortune. You got all the inside scoop. You work for either the airline or
I'm working for the airline. I'm here to tell you to get plane
tickets. I'm just wandering into game nights. Clueless. I get on a plane, Clueless. And Fortune's like, that's Selena Gomez. That's this right. is the flagship Yellowstone show.
I got my finger on the pulse.
You really do.
So Yellowstone was a juggernaut. Is that how you say it? Juggernaut.
I was not expecting to hear that word today.
It was a regular handsome podcast for Western.
Yeah, explosive. Yes,
it was big, and everyone loved it. It's like a soap opera of what, but it's set in modern times, but it's kind of soap opera-y.
Yeah.
But it's cowboys and riding horses.
Rock
and everyone.
Hounders.
Look at you, Fortune, suddenly everybody acting that out.
Everybody wanted to move to Wyoming and like, or no, Montana.
Whatever.
Here's a gay person trying to describe freaking Yellowstone. So then the Tim McGraw one was 18 something. I don't work for this.
Is that what it's called?
18 something. It was the prequel. Uh-huh. This is where that family came from. This is how they got that land. Same creator, everything. Then that was a. What do we say?
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut. That, do you watch these shows or you just read
about
them?
I watched the Yellowstone one.
Okay. You seem passionate. I've never seen you this animated, to be honest.
I know. You need to calm down. You're freaking out, Fortune.
I'm just here to inform you guys of Westerns.
You're going
to
have a stroke if you don't take a deep breath about this Yellowstone juggernaut.
Honestly, I have no stake in this. I don't care if any of you watch it.
I really miss how on planes... we all had to watch the same movie on a little tiny screen and we were all in it together and we'd be watching like Liar
Not
Liar
anymore.
With Jim Carrey and then you'd see
but anyway there's
path.
Also a
oh,
night
sorry, we're
that
back
one
on.
Was a
okay.
that
sorry.
One was a hit
sorry
oh wait May, hold on May
hold on.
Fortune has more to say about the juggernaut she doesn't
I have no stake in this I don't even have a walk-on role, nothing. I'm not in the background. I don't, we're all on strike, won't go to any of it. That one was a hit, so now they have a 19-something, and that's Harrison Ford. So after the 1800-something, this is their in-laws. This is their, like, family.
I don't know.
Hey, watch the show or not.
I didn't even care when it was next to me. I was just like, what is with everyone watching Westerns?
Now when you
Westerns?
See it, you'll know.
Oh, I'm going to be like, oh, okay, this is
the
prequel.
Now you'll know what they're watching.
I just wish it was actually called 18-something.
Yeah, I wish it was 18-something and 19-something. Something.
You know what I'd really like is to get Tim McGraw and Faith Hill on here to ask a question.
They should give us a handsome question. And they will want to now that I have
laid
been
out,
so passionate about their show.
Laid out the entire legacy.
Yeah.
I did watch the first episode of theirs on the plane. God. And they were...
Oh my God, you and these
shows.
They
were pretty sexy, the two of them.
Really?
Yeah, they were handsome.
Whoa. I really feel like... when I get to the credits of these shows, it's going to be executive producer Fortune Feimster, and we're going to be like, I knew it.
No, it's going to say walk-on role, Fortune Feimster. <Yeah. laughs>
Which is that even a thing? I was thinking of sports, like a walk-on to, you know, the sports team. I have a walk-on role. To...
For some reason, when I hear walk-on role, I picture Fortune wandering onto into the shot, like dressed all Western, and then kind of like
kinda what
glancing directly into the camera and then slowly backing away.
I'm like, does anyone here need some provisions?
Yeah.
I've got goat cheese balls.
Ma'am, get your assless chaps off the set.
I'm not a producer. We're on strike. And watch it or not. I'm not promoting it. I'm not on it. I'm just telling you.
Well, you know, in the beginning of movies where it gives all the like main credits and then it'll say introducing or... and or with or whatever it says with the last person, and with yours it'll be
walk-on role
with
which
Fortune
is a made up
Feimster.
Job that I who act acted like was a real thing.
What's weird is like,
I who act have a walk-on role.
I've been like kind of intrigued by Yellowstone and wanting to watch it, and then for some reason now I'm adamant on that. Just to rebel, I'm never going to watch it.
You just don't want to watch it now. Great. Well,
I'm going to take a flight to Australia and watch all episodes of every.
Please do
every show.
Hopefully, there's the next iteration is a bunch of gay cowboys.
That would be great.
Yellow.
Can I be a little cowboy?
Well, you know, we do need a little cowboy.
May, you would make a great little cowboy.
Yeah.
Thanks, thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Well, speaking of musicians.
Ooh, that's a good transition.
We were talking about Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
And Faith Hill.
Who hopefully will be on the Handsome Pod at some time.
Come on, Tim, Faith.
Tim, call us. We actually have a question here from Jimmy Fallon. You know him from The Tonight Show and Saturday Night Live. Mm. He's been making the funnies for a very long time. And Jimmy has a question for us handsome folks.
Hey, Handsome Pod, this is Jimmy Fallon. My question is, what concert would you bootleg if you had the opportunity to tape and bootleg and record a concert?
Ooh, bootleg. Bootleg. That was so big back
what
in the day.
What is this, the 70s?
Wait, that was like a Dave Matthews band. Well, that was like big.
Grateful Dead.
This is insane, but is bootleg like...
Basically recording the entire concert and like just having it...
Okay.
Available to you.
This ties into the Western boot leg.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you have your recorder in your boot.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. That's where it comes from. You strap your recorder.
I have no idea.
Recorder in your boot. Yeah, because when I was in college, my friend's brother used to go to the Dave Matthews Band concerts, and all his super fans would like sneak in. Like, it had to be a large recording device back then.
Boombox.
And somehow, and it would record the whole concert, and they would, like, trade the concerts with each other.
Right, right, right. I see.
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, the Grateful Dead as well. Yeah. I mean, that was a whole world of recording.
Which I never got into the Grateful Dead.
I didn't either. I dated someone that was,
a Deadhead?
A massive Dead. Like, toured around following the Dead.
Whoa.
I think when I was a kid, I was scared of the name. And then I think there's some superstition around Grateful Dead fans. I think there was a murder. There's some true crime thing.
Oh.
And I feel like Jerry Garcia even saying the words, I'm going to invite like a curse on me. Like, I'm scared of the Grateful Dead. I don't know.
I don't know of this.
You're scared of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Looking it up. Grateful Dead curse.
Little cowboy.
Little cowboy, May.
Little cowboy's scared of the Grateful Dead.
That's haunting to me. And I think it's because... I used to listen to this song when I was 12 by a band called Kula Shaker, and the lead singer of which was actually Haley Mills' son. Remember Haley Mills from The Parent Trap?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
No.
There was a scary... Of course not. There was a really scary part of the song where it went, he goes, I'm telling you, man. He said it like that. I'm telling you, man. Jerry was there. You could feel his presence everywhere. And it haunted me. I was like 11 or 12. And it was like that part in Thriller where the guy's voice comes in and he was talking about Jerry Garcia's ghost.
He goes,
I'm telling you, man, Jerry was there. You could feel his presence everywhere. I haven't thought about that in so long.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just Googled Grateful Dead curse and I'm not coming up with anything.
I'm realizing it might have been all just...
Like, might have been a different band.
My 11-year-old brain hearing that creepy song and being like, dead. Grateful. What?
But maybe I'm wrong. We do have social media places where people can, if we aren't sure on something, we have an Instagram, a Facebook page, a Twitter page. You can go on there and give us the
info. Do we have a Friendster page?
Do we have a LinkedIn?
If you want to work for the Handsome Pod.
But I would like to know if there is a Grateful Dead curse, I think. Yeah.
Okay. May wants to know this.
Okay, so a bootlegged concert.
I mean, I did bootleg a concert once.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tig.
Tell us.
May? Little Cowboy?
That's
I think somebody's
nickname.
Got a new nickname.
Little Cowboy.
Little Cowboy. Little Cowboy. I went to a Pretenders concert.
Wow.
I am a massive Chrissie Hynde fan. She is the lead singer of the Pretenders. I was so excited. I don't even know how I recorded that. Oh, I think I had one of those little tiny, where you have the mini cassette that goes in the little recorder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was the mid-80s, and I brought that to record. And I also brought my camera. I snuck in a lot of stuff.
Were you scared you were going to get caught, or you were right in the middle of it all?
I don't know if I was terribly scared. Like you
Tig's
get.
Tig's a risk taker.
Yeah, I can't really picture you terribly scared.
Tig would be like, what?
What?
I'm a fan.
I'm here to bootleg.
Yeah. It's me, Tig.
Got a recorder in my cowboy boot. Yeah, get out of Tidge's way. We got Tidge. We got Little Cowboy.
Tidge is actually a good Western name.
Yeah.
Tidge and Little Cowboy.
Well, if it ain't Tidge. Yeah, so I recorded the Pretenders concert.
To watch it later or to sell it?
Well, not watch it. It was audio. The mid-80s. It was just audio. Oh. It was just to go home, lie in bed, and listen to the concert all over again when I got home.
Okay.
Because also then, it wasn't at your fingertips, like all these, you know, like it is now. Like you can see like all these artist concerts on a, you know, they eventually film them and they're up on a platform somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the concerts, I would say, yeah, there already are, like Woodstock or the Beatles on the roof of Abbey Road or those types of things. But what's coming to me, I don't know if this counts as a concert, but like Jesus's Sermon on the Mount. If you could get
how
that,
religious,
because I think he was a real guy. And I'm just curious. I'm curious about. He must have been very charismatic. I don't know how I feel about him. And
he
just,
was great at karaoke.
He was great at karaoke, but just to be able to have some footage of that would be pretty
he was tough. The original Little Cowboy
famously
saying if you could be back in time and record that would be pretty cool
also or Bette Midler playing in the bathhouses in New York in like the 60s that would be I think the guys in the towels would be like, don't film us.
Well, maybe the audio,
or maybe they'd be like, hey, Little Cowboy, bring that camera. Bring that camera in here.
I didn't even think about going back in time, and
I didn't either. Little Cowboy broke all the rules here.
Just broke all,
kind of what I did.
All boundaries. I mean, well, that would have. I was trying to think. I was like thinking of Woodstock, but that was all documented.
Yeah.
You want to see all of the most famous rockumentaries?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see it when I was a teenager. They played the Woodstock documentary and all the concert footage in a big movie theater. And everyone was like smoking weed in the movie theater. And I was really transported. I was watching it. And then I just started, I actually cried because I was so sad I was not there. And that that I was born too late for all the coolest stuff. I started.
That was the weed, but.
Yeah, maybe.
For sure.
Do you feel like all the cool stuff is done?
Sometimes I do feel that. I don't know. I don't feel that connected to a lot of, all the stuff I'm a real passionate fan of is in the past. But I guess that's common, right? It's all my parents' music. It's Pink Floyd and the Beatles and Dylan and.
Well, it feels like back then people were more unified on liking certain things. Like, not everyone was into Woodstock, but so many people were. But now we're all fragmented.
Yeah.
Right. So some people was into they're into this band or this band or this band, but they're not all like eyes on this particular thing, except for Tay Swift, maybe.
And there was a real counterculture then.
Tay Swift.
That's what I call her.
Lil Tay.
That is great.
Lil Tay.
Lil Cow
Tay. Lil Tay Tay.
Lil Tay. She's the only one bringing all of us together and keeping our economy afloat.
Yeah. She's my president.
I saw a car the other day with a license plate, Lil Gassy. And I was like, that's a great rap name, Lil Gassy.
Did it have a bunch of bumper stickers on the back of it?
Yeah, I think it did.
I think I've
seen
that. Why,
is that your car, Fortune?
No, but I've seen that car.
If that's your car, call in to 1-800-HANSOME. We don't have that number, but we should get it.
We should.
Thomas, can you look and see if we can get that number?
If I could bootleg, I mean, it was also documented, but I would want to bootleg the, like, in-between takes conversations would have been when everyone's saying we are the world.
Oh, my God.
All of those since May said that we can go back in time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall, like, get that audio?
Yeah, because who...
Of all those conversations.
Because who was that? Bono?
Oh, so many people.
Stevie Wonder.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Cyndi Lauper. Lionel Richie.
Paul McCartney?
Michael Jackson. Yeah. Gosh, who else? Was it Harry Belafonte? Kenny Rogers. I just want to hear what Kenny Rogers had
what
to
is
say.
Your what is your favorite? Well, there's We Are the World, and then there's also the Christmas. Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah.
And I wrote about that in my book, of how it always bothered me that there is a line in that song where it says, "Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you." And I was like, that is so rude.
That's
to just be like, yeah, to be like, dear God, thank you so much for making them starve and for making sure that I'm okay.
Yeah. The whole thing, Do They Know It's Christmas, is questionable. Like,
for sure.
What if you got the We Are the World footage of the behind the scenes takes and they were just talking about the timeline of the Yellowstone series? They're just
don't
arguing.
Get me started. They're being like, cowboy.
Fortune, sit down. Sit down. Take a deep breath.
She's standing up.
Yeah. Thomas just put a bunch of names. He's so fast. Bob Dylan. See, Bob Dylan was there. Bruce Springsteen. Steve Perry. I love Journey.
Steve Perry. Hello.
Tina Turner. Come on. Mm-hmm. I would like a bootleg concert of Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
At the height of Tina Turner's fame.
I'd even take it at the lowest of Tina Turner's fame.
Take her worst
non-existent.
I mean, I would take Tina's like bottom of the barrel Tina.
She's got
strep
throat. She's got a sprained ankle.
I am a sucker for a strong female voice. Like, I just love great female singers. Like
me.
Bootlegging now, I'd love an Adele concert.
Oh yeah,
Celine Dion. Even give me Celine.
Hello. You know Kelly what I don't Clarkson. Need to see? You know what I don't need to see? I'd love to hear Celine sing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see her dance.
You also don't need to hear her talk.
There's these... she does a lot of big, fast footwork. Little steps.
Yeah. Well, she feels a little robotic.
Yes.
Well, I don't think God blessed her with the rhythm, but he blessed her with the greatest voice.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, baby Jesus, whose Sermon on the Mount we're going to listen to on the bootleg
copy
that
may obtain.
What if
we got a question from her?
Oh, my God.
We won't now.
I went to a Celine Dion concert by myself because I love her that much, and Jax was
loser.
Like, go have fun. I was in a relationship. I'm still in that relationship, but she was like, no thanks.
You should have called me.
And I did do the bootleg record on my iPhone for the acoustic part because I was like, oh, this... I can't get this online, but I can get it here on my bootleg version on my iPhone. But Celine's like voice was like amazing, pitch perfect, never misses a note.
Yeah.
And then she starts talking. She goes, I got a letter from Ryan Reynolds. And I thought, ooh la la, Ryan Reynolds wants to get with me. And I go, oh no, please don't do this.
Were you standing there alone crying at My Heart Will Go On?
Oh, girl, yeah. I mean, I am I stand Celine, as the young ones say.
What is your favorite Celine song?
Gosh, there are many. I love A New Day. Oh. And I love There Were Days. Or there were nights when, or there were days when the nights were so cold.
Yeah.
And I'm through my window. I don't know lyrics.
It's that song. Pitch Perfect.
It's all coming back to me now. That,
yeah, that's the one.
I like.
I like. I Drove All Night.
Oh yeah.
I drove all night.
But that's the Christina Aguilera cover of.
That's true. I don't do the best impression of Celine singing, but the passion's there. Equally passionate for Celine as I am Yellowstone and 18 and 19 something.
Oh, well, if you're ever solo heading to Celine, give me a ring-a-ding.
You know what? I will. You and Lil Cowboy.
I'll drive all night.
You and Lil Cowboy are coming with me.
That's right.
And my mom. She'll be there.
Yeah. We got to take your mom because your mom loves Celine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But often my mom will reveal that she loves something that she's never mentioned ever in her life, and mm-hmm. it turns out she's like devoutly passionate about, like, Lord of the Rings.
Gandalf. Y'all want me to do any more impressions?
Yeah, what else you got in your repertoire?
That's why I'm here.
My ring, my pretty.
No, that's, my ring, my
that's
pretty.
The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh, do your best Toto.
Toto just would sit there in the Dorothy's arms.
I like when Gandalf goes, I'm melting.
You know, I heard some trivia once that I thought was really interesting about The Wizard of Oz.
What is that?
And I guess it's not that interesting, but I always look for it and I find it. Her hair is different lengths during the movie.
Really?
Like, very glaringly different lengths.
I never noticed that.
Watch it again.
I gotta say, I kind of feel about Wizard of Oz the way I do about Grateful Dead. Like, it's a little haunting because I've done that Pink Floyd thing where you press play at the roar of the MGM lion. You press play on Dark Side of the Moon, the album, and it syncs up, the Pink Floyd album. And it's really eerie. So, have you done that, Fortune?
Mm-mm. I don't think I know
of
this.
Have you not heard of it?
I don't think
Fortune.
I'm busy watching 18 something.
But it does kind of fall apart at a certain point in the movie. But like for a good chunk.
Like the whole first time you play the album. And then it's when you have to repeat the album. Then it falls apart.
Yeah.
Man, it's so haunting. We should do that. We should do that.
It syncs up pretty great.
Like, exact.
Yeah, like,
wow, that's
like
weird.
Exact.
Like, she's when she's balancing and then she falls in the pig pen, it says like, balanced on the biggest wave, you race towards an early, and then you hear bells when you see the bells on the bike of Elmira Gulch. And then when she puts her ear up to the Tin Man's chest, you hear the heartbeat.
Oh.
And
was this a coincidence?
Apparently, but something's going on. Yeah. We gotta get to the bottom of it.
Well, let's Google curse of Pink Floyd. I don't know that. I've never heard that.
Also, you know, it never happens, I guess, because people don't really buy vinyl anymore. Well, no, there's a whole new wave of people buying vinyl, but the whole playing the vinyl backwards and hearing the devil. You know, the devil rarely is recorded in vinyl anymore. Did you not know about that either,
Fortune?
I do
not know of this.
Wow.
Well, you're off in, like, Celine Dion land. Yeah. We're in rock and roll land. Yeah.
Day.
Yeah, play that backwards. Yeah.
Like in you can hear the devil say, bury my body. Talking about Paul McCartney, right? That was where Paul is Dead came from. Fortune,
you need to pull your head out of Celine land.
I would rather listen to the Canadian princess Celine than listen to the devil. Yeah, I've never heard of this, but now I don't think I still want to.
Nothing's changed.
Y'all have done that? You've heard that yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't. I just remember in the 70s, there were always like lawsuits.
Yeah. Oh, really? Like,
about the devil.
Oh, that was during the satanic panic or whatever. Well, I do have a record player from Urban Outfitters I could pull out of the closet.
I have a record player as well.
All right.
Let's get together, have some whiskey, and play our records backwards.
I really like all things like that, like hidden messages and things. And in Disney movies, there's a lot of those, right? Like there's...
Oh, right.
Yeah, in
The
Lion
Little
King.
Mermaid, doesn't it have some things?
Yeah, the priest
has
a boner.
Isn't there like a penis somewhere?
Yeah.
Fortune.
Listen.
Watch your language.
Like, read the room.
Sorry, dong.
Thank you.
I think one of the, like, the what do you call them? Oh,
it's
under the sea.
Penis?
The reef or whatever. is in the shape of a penis, I think.
Fortune.
You did it. You said
sorry,
it again.
Wiener.
You said it. Thank you. People are turning the show off left and right.
I know. There's a number of listeners probably not into dongs.
Fortune.
We're going to have to put a disclaimer at the top of this episode.
No, well, I'm just telling you, May brought it up. I was just...
Brought what up?
That there Disney has some of these hidden things.
It does. Like in...
Like what?
Well, like in The Lion King.
I just said penis.
Fortune!
What was in The Lion King?
He like... When I say he, I mean Simba. He flops down and some leaves go in the air and they spell out sex. So it's so
May.
Sorry, fornication.
But wait, is that really happening? Because it's like, why?
I know.
Why?
Just these bored animators just sitting there being like,
yeah.
Like, let me sneak some fun things in there.
Little pranksters.
I mean, Thomas is Googling penis right now.
He's like, what is. But why do you think Judy Garland kept messing with her hair and making it long then short then long then short? Was she being a little prankster too?
Were they filming at one point and then took a break and then filmed again later?
Of course. I don't know why.
I don't know. It was the 1800s. It was 18 something.
18 something.
Didn't she get harassed by like the Lollipop Guild?
What?
Did she
I
what?
I swear to God, I thought there was an interview somewhere where she in an interview said that the actors playing
the
Lollipop Guild were like hitting on her and being inappropriate and putting their hand up her dress and stuff.
That is ruined.
I swear
the
to
Wizard
God.
Of Oz. You've There's, just ruined the Wizard of Oz.
Listen,
for so
we're
many
all we're all bursting each every one of us are bursting each other's bubbles.
But not nearly as bad as you saying penis so many times on the show.
The idea of the Lollipop Guild putting their hand up Dorothy's dress is so.
I could be wrong. I could bleak. Be wrong. Don't that, quote me on it, but Google it. I could have sworn she
I'm not
says,
gonna Google that. My kids walk in, I'm like
that is
just a minute.
But you sure. know that stuff also is like urban legend, right? Some of that stuff is like someone said it and you heard it just keeps going down. It could be also an urban legend.
Well, that's also like that Phil Collins song in the air tonight. No. That in the air tonight, like I can feel
I
it
can
coming
feel it in the air tonight. So just
Fortune?
Like that. Oh, it was on that Tom Cruise movie.
I don't know.
What's
All
the
I'm
urban
saying,
legend there?
Well, there's a lot of different stories around what that song is about. Mm. And what I heard, you know how, if I saw you drowning, I would not lend a hand.
Oh,
you know
that's
that part?
That's a lyric in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The story I heard, which is one of I think hundreds of urban legends about this song, is that when Phil Collins was a kid, he and his friend were out on a lake and some stranger drowned his friend.
What?
And so he wrote the song about the guy that drowned his friend.
What? Whoa.
And then I had heard that also cannot be true. That Phil Collins, all the years later, invited the guy that killed his friend to his concert, sang the song, and then put the spotlight on
that
the murderer.
That can't be true.
Of course it's not. Of course it's not.
But do we think that the drowning part's true?
I truly don't know.
I've never heard
I
this.
I feel like the first thing you got to do, you got to call the police.
No, first you write a song.
That's
then
what's
you call
freaking
the
me out. He writes the song.
No, first you call the police, the band. Yeah. You call the police. You say something has happened with Phil Collins.
Well, I hope that story is not true. That would be.
We're spreading a lot
of urban
false...
legends are coming out of today's episode.
Do not come here for facts, folks.
Nah, handsome. We're handsome, but we're not factual.
No. I started a rumor today that Judy Garland is a prankster and she kept cutting her hair long, then short, then long, then short. Obviously, it was a continuity error.
And yeah. Obviously, I talk about penises too much.
Fortune! God.
What a day.
Well, should we hear what Jimmy Fallon has to say? What
For
his answer
sure.
is?
Yeah.
The answer is the Doobie Brothers.
Mm.
Because that was the famous episode of What's Happening where a rerun got caught bootlegging a concert, and the Doobie Brothers actually came to his house and confronted him.
Wow. I would not have guessed the Doobie Brothers, but I like the Doobie Brothers.
I like what's happening.
I like rerun.
Yeah.
Can't you feel it going day by day? People get rid of them. Told you, don't know lyrics.
I really love the Doobie Brothers.
Gotta let the music play.
It's kind of, I mean, if you're a mega fan of theirs and you bootleg the show, kind of the ideal thing is they show up at your house. Then you're like, you're like, look, I'm sorry, but you want to come in and smoke a doobie?
Yeah, brother.
Brothers?
My favorite Doobie Brothers song was, She came from somewhere back in.
Is that the Michael McDonald days?
Yeah. I saw Michael McDonald in concert. I was at like a park in Columbus, Ohio, and I was like, this is not a typical concert I would have purchased a ticket for, but I'm here and I'm loving it.
He
came from somewhere back in long ago.
Oh, you know what? My God. Do you want to know what my favorite... Thomas, can you pull this song up? Michael McDonald and Patti LaBelle, that duet.
Oh.
On My Own. I love this song so much.
On My Own.
Fortune, please.
Pretending I'm not near you.
Fortune, for the love of God, cork it. Thomas. Oh, yes. Yes!
Whoa.
So many times said it was forever.
God, I didn't realize that this was with Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah. My favorite part is when he comes in, he seems like he's been asleep for hours and he's startled. Listen to this. She's just singing there, like in bed, and he's asleep.
So many promises. Never.
Is it my turn?
Hello?
Good morning.
I love that duet so much.
Wow, look at that.
It's my favorite duet. My favorite duet.
We got to make each other all mixtapes or something because there's big holes in my knowledge. It seems like we have different
areas. Yeah, we have different tastes.
Yeah.
Music.
And you're real stuck in the Canadian pop world that nobody's heard of, May.
Oh, because of Love Song by Sky.
Yeah.
Some people commented on our Handsome Pod Instagram account that they couldn't believe that you and I, Tig, did not know the song.
Well, we're not Canadian.
I also had a friend say to me, oh, your podcast came out. It was so cool. All this time you were talking about it, I thought it was the Hanson podcast, and it was about the Hanson brothers.
That also would be good. Well, look at that. I mean, I learned a lot today.
I learned a lot.
Look at that.
All of us. I learned some things about myself, too.
What'd you learn?
I didn't know I was so passionate about Westerns.
And penises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you go lie down, take the rest of the day off, and pull yourself together.
Put my legs up and chill, baby. I gave y'all everything I had today.
You sure did.
And I learned that you can create walk-on roles to TV shows.
You can do anything you want, Fortune. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we should all be doing more walk-on roles, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't initially hired for this role. But someone got hurt, and now I'm a walk-on.
I'm here, I'm queer, and I'm walking on. All right, well, thank you to Jimmy Fallon, Mr. James Fallon, for his question that he submitted.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've never met Jimmy Fallon. I hope to one day.
Oh, you haven't? Well,
I'll talk to him about the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Now I have an in.
Mm-hmm. Well, he sure loves music. I don't know if he knows all your weird Canadian music, but, you know, whatever.
He's never heard of Celine Dion, weirdly.
All right. Well, Fortune, May.
Tig, Fortune.
May, Tig.
Wonderful seeing you again.
Tomas.
Everyone.
Do you have anything that you would like to promote?
Yes. After Thanksgiving, I'm bringing my stand-up tour to Grand Rapids and Royal Oak, Michigan. Kansas City, Missouri. Then after Christmas, I'm coming to St. Petersburg, Orlando, Jacksonville, and West Palm Beach, Florida. In the new year, I just added a ton of new dates. Eugene, Oregon, Vancouver,
Burlington, Vermont, D.C., Red Bank, New Jersey. I'm coming to Europe, going to London and Amsterdam the end of January. Added a second show in Denver, Colorado. Lots of places. Philadelphia, Wisconsin, Chicago, Houston, Texas. Go to fortunefemster.com for tickets.
I'm going to be working out brand new material at Largo in Los Angeles on December 6th and then Dynasty Typewriter on January 19th. Go to tignotaro.com for all ticket and show information and see you there.
I have live shows. I'm doing improv on the 21st of November at UCB with Alana Johnston and Kayla Lorette, who's like one of my oldest friends and so funny. Then on the 29th, I'm doing an Ask Us Anything show with Alana and Stephanie Allen at Dynasty Typewriter. And then in December, I'm at Largo twice, on December 2nd and December 11th, doing like big holiday extravaganzas.
It was so fun talking with y'all today.
So fun. And, so fun talking. And don't forget,
keep it handsome.
Handsome is hosted by me, Tig Notaro, Mae Martin, and Fortune Themester. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com. Follow us on social media @handsomepod.